Good News Friday is back. Lo-fi poli-sci, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question. What's going good on a Friday, y'all? That's right. And we could get straight to that goodness today. Out in New York, New York, a new world record has been set as 353 ballerinas cram together in New York's Plaza Hotel. And the record? What exactly is it, you may be asking? The largest number of ballerinas on point en masse, meaning Guinness Book of World Records of how many ballerinas on their tippy toes at one time in one place. That's right, 353. If you ever wondered, now you know. I dig it a lot. Set all those records out there. People dream to the stars and to the moon and back. And in related news that's totally unrelated, if you're drinking Arabica style coffee, which is, by way, oh, so, so delicious. Well, you are, as of now, well, actually, as before as of now, but as of now, you'll know it. But it was already happening before you knew it, but now you know. You're drinking the oldest coffee in the world, as Arabica coffee, as scientists recently discovered, has strains going back to over 600,000 years ago. Well, you know what they say. I'll take a cup of that old stuff. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now, in more related news that's completely unrelated, have you ever seen a snake longer than a school bus? Well, me either, and I hope I never do. That's so... Anyway, out in India, they didn't see one either, but they found the ancient remains of a snake that is almost 50 feet long and would have weighed an approximated 2,000 pounds from about 47 million years ago. Showing us one more time that, damn, I'm glad I was born today and not back in the day. And P.S., back in the day was a Wednesday. Now you know. And in entirely unrelated news, we may get to see a star blow up this year. Weird, right? I mean, whoever says that, who says, oh, we're going to see a star blow up, hooray! But if you're into that kind of thing, you know, you keep, whatever. But T. Coronae Borealis, 3,000 light years away. Keep an eye out for it. This year, coming towards you. Well, actually, P.S., we actually missed this by about 3,000 years. Now write in and tell me why that is. And a last piece of goodness to send you on your way for the weekend. Lo-fi pop quiz, sports edition. What sport is every other sport's punishment? I said, what sport is every other sport's punishment? Running. Yeah, I'm looking at you. You know. This Monday was the biggest sports event of the year, the Boston Marathon, where people from around the world run a distance of about 26.2 miles to see who's the fastest. 26.2 miles? I mean, come on, who's running that far for that long, nonstop? Ugh, unless it's ancient Greece, that is. But, you know, legend tells us that the person who ran from Marathon collapsed and died shortly thereafter. Oh, but not this year. And big shout-outs to Cisse Lema of Ethiopia, who ran it in about 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds. And Helen Abiri, who ran it in about 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 37 seconds. Number one lo-fi winners right there. Congrats, my friends. Congrats. And you know what? Love you, lo-fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-fi poli-sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.